thought I'd have a little bit of a tech catch up as well. What I've used, what I haven't used. So I've not really used my laptop, my Acer, to do any web browsing because there's just been so much really to take in terms of traveling from place to place and also to get out there, you know, get away from the screen. There's all this content out there. You don't need to be looking at it through a laptop. So I've not used that at all. And that's not to say I wouldn't, because I think there's going to be more times in the future when I do any traveling that you're going to need to look up a lot more details on websites and do more research. I've done quite a lot of research on Dubai ahead of time because I knew it was one of the places. I knew pretty much a lot about Helsinki. I didn't do any on Bucharest. No particular reason, just never got around to doing it. So I've done a lot of research before coming over. I've not used the Micport Pro. That normally is for the XLR microphone. But I have used the cables, the recording XLR cables that I got from your custom cable. I've not used my flip camera, but I'm going to take it tonight as a backup, just in case my batteries on both of my N86s die for any reason. And also, I'm taking the iPhone, which is charging from my mobile power battery, which I've used both those mobile power batteries. But I was pleasantly surprised from the plane, the Airbus 330 from Helsinki to here had USB charging in the seat. Bonus. Booyah. Oh, by the way, I don't know if I told you on previous posts, but in the room, they're UK plug sockets. I don't know if that's a common thing. I don't know if they use the 3-pin socket all over Dubai. The lighting system would suggest opposite to that because there's a strange plug on that. I've also used my Canon HV20 mainly on the Metro today to capture some luminaires because the sound doesn't work on it, so I'm going to overlay it with some music later on, and I'll do that when I get back home because it's all HD, so you can't really do it when you're mobile because there's a lot of compression and it's a absolute pain to try and get it into your laptop with any sort of decent value. Plus, I don't think I would have had the time. And apart from that, I've been taking a few snaps on my DSLR. I'll take a lot more tonight. I've packed my bag up ready for taking with me. I'm literally just going to jump in the shower, and my bag is a little bit lighter because I've left all that other stuff that I'm not using out. And I'm going to put that in my ammo box, actually, so I remember later on to swap it out between bags. Get back fairly early tonight, I reckon. I'll probably get back about midnight or just before. And then I need to leave here at 6. Do I need to leave at 6? Probably half 6. I've got 9:30 flight, I think it is, back home. And then when I get back home, jump on the train to Oxford Twestival. So 3 Twestivals. Not as good as last year. I think we did 5 last year, but it's been, so far, just amazing. I mean, Dubai has been one of those places that I've always wanted to go to. And to get to see the Burj Dubai and it's like shaped like a flag, the palm. And to see that as well, I mean, just incredible architecture, incredibly designed. And I'm still overwhelmed with the amount of construction that's going on, the amount of hotels and the infrastructure that's just effectively growing out of the sand. It's just, as far as you can eye can see, it's just amazing. I've seen a couple of snowstorms as well out of the windows of the hotel. Right, shower time, and then heading downstairs for about 6:15. Gonna grab myself another drink and meet up with a guy on Twitter whose name I have written down on this pad. He says, feverishly looking for his pad, which is at HMIKAIL. He's from the charity. No, he's the sponsor from Shop and Ship, at Shop and Ship on Twitter. And I'm going to have a chat with him how he got involved with Twestival. He's given me kindly agreed to give me a lift to the Twestival. It doesn't start till 8, but we're going to get there at 7, which is nice because I can shoot some wide shots on HD, and I'm going to interview him either in the bar downstairs or on the way to that. Back in a bit.